If everyone has lemonade stands, I think we can do it. These inspiring words were expressed by Alex Scott, the little girl who was battling childhood cancer and decided to have a lemonade stand in her own backyard to help fundraise for a cure. In honor of Alex and everyone fighting this disease, join S&T Bank June 1st through the 8th at all bank branches for Lemonade Days. Enjoy treats and activities. Help us support research, awareness, and hope for these children and families in need. Let's make people our purpose and build a brighter future together. S&T Bank, member FDIC.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
You're tuned to The Drive on your 24/7 home of the Black and Gold, Steelers Nation Radio.
Welcome back. I am Dale Lally. He is Matt Williamson. This is The Drive on Steelers Nation Radio. And as we do here every day to finish off the show, it's time for the Fantasy Football Focus. It's a Wednesday,
yeah,
which means we're going to start looking at practice participation, which we will now do.
Okay.
And, start off here out in Los Angeles. Mike Williams, with that ankle injury, did not practice.
I was going to say, I would think that's a long shot on him.
Yeah, it's going to be a...
Josh Palmer is very useful, though, when either one of
absolutely.
Those guys is out.
Yeah, absolutely.
So they don't have... Someone at least gets a bump.
Yeah, and you would expect that Keenan Allen, now that he's been back a couple of weeks... You'd should start to really blow up a little bit.
You would think he's wide receiver 10, you know, like
yeah,
he always
should,
is. You
yeah,
know, like
should he be in that
to.
Range.
Yeah, I would assume. Wonder what he's costing DFS. He might be a little cheap. Yeah.
Yeah, he might be a little less than some of the mm-hmm. guys who have been.
Than his normal standard.
Yeah, right.
Right, right.
Yeah. Raheem Mostert, limited in Wednesday's practice for the Miami Dolphins.
Did he play last week? I mean, they blew them out so
he
bad.
Missed,
I can't
he did
remember.
Not play.
Okay.
Yeah, he
Wilson
did not play.
Wilson was the guy, and then they pulled everybody in the second half.
So I would expect they play the 49ers this week.
That's a brutal game. That's going to be a fun game, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mirror images quite
absolutely.
Literally of each other.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Wilson's old team, and you're right.
So,
I don't know if that's a fantasy.
Mostert's old team as well.
Lots, yeah, I guess
lots
so,
of revenge
yeah,
action
right.
going on in that
Coach,
game.
Quarterback, running backs, everybody. I don't know if that's a fantasy bonanza or not.
I don't know that it is either.
I mean, I like both offenses. I'm not going to sit Deebo Samuel or Tyreek. I'm
yeah.
not suggesting that or Tua, but I mean – it could be a very close
I'm
game.
I'm struggling this week. Do I start Garoppolo against the Dolphins?
Mm-hmm.
Or do I start Deshaun Watson against Houston in his first game back?
I think they'll run the ball.
I think they're just going to run the
game.
Ball like crazy.
I mean, Garoppolo's better than my options, but I have Watson, Goff, and Daniel Jones. I'm going to play Watson.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's a tough one.
It is. Because Houston's defense is so bad.
Yeah.
If it was an average defense, I wouldn't.
Right. Tua. Speaking of the Dolphins, he's dealing with an ankle injury, but he was a full participant
okay.
in practice Wednesday. So.
I don't know if you saw, but he got bent over backwards, real goofy on his back. I'm
yeah.
like, oh, no. I mean, injuries worry me with him.
They do.
Yeah.
Because yeah, he's had some
a lot, yeah.
in his career, yeah. A.J. Dillon with a quad injury, limited in Wednesday's practice. They play the Bears this week.
No, he's at least a flex.
Oh, yeah.
And Jones might be top five.
Absolutely, because
yeah.
they can't stop
the
anybody.
The Bears are horrible, yeah.
Yeah. But Aaron Jones also was limited in practice.
Okay.
He's dealing with the shin and glute.
Do we know if Rodgers is playing?
Rodgers has said he's playing.
Right.
He said he's been cleared medically. And
okay.
He'll be fine.
I thought he had.
He's
know
not going to miss a game against the Bears.
Right.
You know,
might as well get
a chance
win,
to pad
right.
the stats.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
yeah. Devontae Smith with a groin injury that's concerning was limited in Wednesday's practice.
Okay. Keep an eye on that. I
yeah.
mean, they're a little short on receivers right now.
They certainly are.
Quez Watkins has been a little bit interesting, minus Goddard.
They're playing Tennessee this week, too, so
okay.
you can throw on the Titans.
That's an interesting game, too.
Yeah.
We have better games this week than usual.
Jelani Woods, who we just saw catch, what, 8 passes against
yeah.
the Steelers, to come out of nowhere to do that. He is
good
a short...
for him, by the way. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, they could really use a breakout tight end. I'm not saying run and pick him up in fantasy, but like, he's got a ton of talent. He was a super combine guy. That would go a long way for them if he turns into a dude.
Yeah, but he did not practice today with shoulder and quad injuries.
Okay.
So it's two different things. So what happens when you get?
But their practice was probably like the Steelers.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably. If they're
Again, Saturday
we're assuming
doing.
That. Right, we don't right, know right, what right. Jeff Saturday's going to do in that situation. Right. Rex Burkhead, dealing with a concussion, did not practice.
Is he a Texan still?
He's still a Texan.
Okay, because they had picked guys up. Yeah. Okay.
Travis Etienne.
This is good news, right?
The foot injury was limited today.
No, I think there's a good chance he plays.
Here's the thing about that limited tag now.
Mm-hmm.
If you do anything in practice, the league is mandating, even if you're just jogging on the side, the league is mandating that you have to be put down as limited.
Yeah, it's very vague.
It's very vague.
Very vague, yeah.
Yeah.
So a Wednesday limited does not worry me all that much.
If you didn't practice, that means you didn't do anything.
Yeah.
If you're working with the trainer on the side, that means you were limited.
Yeah. Or if you just did a real gentle, you know, or drill of any sort, you know, position drills.
DeAndre Swift, no longer listed on the Lions injury report.
Yeah.
But has just been non-existent in their offense.
I mean, it's now clear that Williams is the one. Now he's fighting Justin Jackson for the two.
Right. Jackson's a thing.
Yeah. He plays like 20 snaps, 12 snaps,
yeah.
You know, things like that. I own him in a lot of spots, and I just can't put him on the bench because he's capable of giving you 35 or whatever.
I just think Dan Campbell wants power runners.
I think they don't get along. I mean, they're not the same style that he wants, right?
It just seems like a complete waste of talent.
It does, because he's a really good player.
Yeah.
I don't think he'll ever be a bell cow, though.
You would think Campbell, having been in New Orleans as a coach, had seen Kamara do what he could. DeAndre Swift could be Kamara.
And he's flashed exactly that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he just doesn't want to do that.
Frustrating me. That's why I keep investing in Swift, because of his talent.
Daniel Bellinger, with that eye injury that he suffered in Week 7, he was limited in today's practice for the Giants. He was actually...
He's not bad.
Yeah. He was actually doing some stuff and then suffered that fracture in his eye and has been...
I think you noted this a couple weeks ago. Not McBride, and Woods wasn't even a thing then, but some of these rookie tight ends are okay.
Yeah.
You know, Otten and Doltich, and, you know, some of these guys are contributing.
Yeah.
He's one of them.
Zay Jones had a chest injury. He was limited on Wednesday.
That's big.
It's probably
them,
from all those balls hitting him in the chest because he got peppered with targets.
I mean, we mentioned this last segment, you know, Ridley's looming. I could see him add another receiver, but while in this state of the Jags, he's going to get a lot of targets.
We should make note of that. For whoever, when we put together our lineup, whoever's the slot receiver is going against Zay Jones. No, he doesn't play in the slot.
He will. He lines up all
he does,
over.
Yeah.
Kirk's the main slot guy.
But whoever was matching up on Zay Jones did not do a good job.
Find a couple corners that have been picked on, and whoever's covering Zay was that guy.
That Ravens defense is, as much money as they're spending on their secondary.
Right.
And it was supposed to be, this might be the best secondary in the league.
It's not. Right.
Yeah. That's a problem for them.
It is.
Jamar Chase, with that hip injury, limited in Wednesday's practice.
I thought he was 50-50 last week. I'm betting he goes this week.
Yeah. They were talking about, they're playing the Chiefs.
Right.
They want to have all their weapons out there against the Chiefs.
That's a fun game, too.
Yeah. We'll see how he comes in here. Do you start him?
Yeah.
First game back.
He's probably on a pitch count, but yeah.
Yeah, that's the tough thing about that. Like,
it's brutal, yeah.
I threw together a Sunday lineup last week because I figured, I'm going to be sitting in my hotel room.
I'll just throw something
out there. Juju was completely cleared. I'm like, I'm gonna throw him in there. He was cheap, and he played like 9 snaps.
Yeah. I mean, I'd be shocked if Chase plays 9 snaps.
Yeah.
I mean, coaches see him out there and like, let's not pull him out. But you can re-aggravate. I mean, Mike Williams caught one ball and then he re-injured his ankle.
It's a hip injury it's a torn labrum in his hip.
Is that what it is?
It's not gotten better.
No, I mean,
it's still a problem. He's probably going to have surgery once the season's over.
Yeah, so I think he just withstands it for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
Right.
But that's painful. I can only imagine.
I wonder if Higgins' price in DFS goes down a little if Chase returns, because I would be interested in Higgins.
Yeah, he's good.
He's really good, yeah.
Raiders head coach Josh McDaniels said he's unsure whether or not Hunter Renfrow, with that oblique injury, will play in Week 14.
Okay.
That's what Najee Harris is dealing with, although it's not a serious oblique injury.
I mean, Renfro's missed at least a week, maybe.
Yeah.
He hasn't had a great year, though,
even
when healthy. I mean,
which is amazing.
Amazing to me.
Because it's still Derek Carr quarterbacking the Raiders.
It's the New England offense.
And it's the New England offense.
Right.
Yeah, everybody just, like, Renfro is like, they're adding Devontae Adams. They still have Waller there. Renfro's just not going to, he's just going to go away.
Yeah. I mean, I was wrong on a lot of preseason calls. You should see some of my fantasy teams. But for the price on draft day, I'm like, I want Renfro more than I want Adams in the second round.
Yeah.
I'm like, that he's the perfect fit for Josh McDaniels and Carr. He's going to catch 100 balls, you know?
And he's not going to.
At all.
He would have to catch about 20 balls a game over the next 5 weeks to get to 100. Trevor Siemian, with an oblique injury, did not practice on Wednesday for the Bears. They signed a quarterback, too.
Did they? Because that one was, I forget who the other quarterback was. That was honestly like a game time decision. Like 5 minutes before the game, the announcer's like, I'm not sure who's starting for the Bears.
Yeah.
It was him and some other name I knew.
The only other quarterback on the active roster is Nathan Peterman.
That was who it was. Yeah, it was Peterman or him with Fields inactive. I would not rush Fields back.
Oh, my goodness. If it's Nathan Peterman against Green Bay, Green Bay's defense has been.
Yeah.
But you got to play him.
You got to play him. They're so bad, but they have playmakers.
Yeah.
Against Peterman, right.
Chase Claypool with a knee was limited in Wednesday's practice for the Bears. They've already.
Mooney's out for the year.
Yeah, they've already put Mooney on IR.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
Yeah. I mean, they're. I don't know if you can use any of the Bears.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Montgomery, I guess.
I guess.
You're going to load up to stop that.
Packers' run defense is awful.
But you could put 11 guys at the line of scrimmage. Like,
have Nate Peterman beat you, throw into Pringle, Kmet. You know, right.
Peterman, Pringle, and Kmet.
I mean, the Texans
sounds like
to me are the only
law
one.
Firm.
Yeah. The Texans to me are only the only team worse than the Bears right now.
Awful.
I mean, which is great news for the Steelers, but I don't
absolutely
know if they win another.
Darren Waller. Josh McDaniels said he's unsure whether or not Darren Waller will play in Week 14. He's dealing with a hamstring injury.
I was thinking,
does he still play
serious
football?
Yeah. How many snaps has he played this year?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, brutal.
For a guy, again, at least, Kyle Pitts was at least playing.
Yeah, right.
Waller's been out all year.
And it's always questionable and maybe and, you know, right.
Yeah.
I could see him not being a Raider next year.
Yeah. I mean, that's they just gave him a new contract.
Like, yeah, they did, huh? Yeah. I guess the Packers asked about him at the trade deadline.
Yeah, that would have been a hard one for the Raiders to eat, though.
Mm-hmm.
He just gave him a new contract.
Yeah.
He'd have to eat all that cap space.
Mm-hmm. After the big bonus.
Bonus, yeah. Jacoby Myers, questionable against the Bills tomorrow night.
Okay.
So,
I mean, that's a bit of a big deal. He's their number one.
Yeah, yeah.
I think Harris is out, Damian. I know he is, yeah.
The Ravens could only hope that this happened. This goes back to what we were just talking about in the last segment. Ravens head coach John Harbaugh said offensive coordinator Greg Roman was contacted about the opening for the Stanford head coaching job.
I think everybody would win in that situation.
I think Harbaugh might be putting that out there saying, hey, somebody please take this guy off my hands.
His brother was the head coach there.
They
maybe
probably recommended, you should hire Greg Roman.
Yeah.
If everyone has lemonade stands, I think we can do it. These inspiring words were expressed by Alex Scott, the little girl who was battling childhood cancer and decided to have a lemonade stand in her own backyard to help fundraise for a cure. In honor of Alex and everyone fighting this disease, join S&T Bank June 1st through the 8th at all bank branches for Lemonade Days. Enjoy treats and activities. Help us support research, awareness, and hope for these children and families in need. Let's make people our purpose and build a brighter future together. S&T Bank, member FDIC.
Hey, bro, call me AD at Stanford. I got a guy for you.
I got to get rid of this guy.
Yeah.
And if I fire him, Lamar might really get ticked off.
Right. Let's get him a nice spot somewhere else. Yeah.
This is good news for Ramondre Stevenson owners.
I know.
Damian Harris
out.
Will not play
out.
Against the Bills tomorrow night.
Stevenson's a top 10 back.
Yeah.
I mean, he catches a lot of balls. He's a really talented player.
The problem with Stevenson being a top 10 back is Damian Harris. When Harris is available, Stevenson can't. There are games when Stevenson is going to produce like a top 10 back,
mm-hmm.
but when Harris is available, you don't know when that's going to be.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they'll throw him out there, willy nilly.
Mm-hmm.
With Harris out of the picture.
Oh, he's a true bell cow.
Fire him up.
Right. I mean, he's a receiving back. They don't have the James White type anymore, the Vereen,
Ronnie Stanley.
Ooh, that's the big news.
Limited on Wednesday for the Ravens.
I don't know if he'll ever be the same, though.
I don't think he is.
I think that's just a disappointing, sad situation.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Their first-round pick might be a tackle next year.
The Broncos brought Mike Boone back off of IR to practice
on Wednesday.
That
actually matters.
I didn't think it was going to, but it does.
I mean, it's the worst offense in the world. I mean, it's a terrible situation for points and first downs. But he'll be the receiving back.
Yeah.
He can push Murray for early carries. It kind of matters. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Boone's not bad.
No, he was
okay.
Viable. Yeah.
Yeah.
Rams head coach Sean McVay said it's safe to say Matthew Stafford won't play in Week 13 against the Seahawks.
Yeah, I think
they should just shut him down for the rest of the year.
I think so, too. I mean, I'm not accusing
it would be
Aaron,
ugly.
I'm not accusing Aaron Donald of anything, but this ankle injury makes it feel like let's not play anybody.
The first game he'll have missed an injury in his career.
Right. Like, if it's a playoff game, I'm sure AD's out there.
Yeah, the other games he's missed was he was holding out.
Oh, okay. So he's never missed a game with injury.
No.
Wow. That adds up, though.
Debo Samuel with a quad injury was limited Wednesday.
Okay. Yeah, keep an eye on it.
They've got running back issues.
He might get more carries.
Christian McCaffrey did not practice on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Everybody's running
Mitchell's
out to pick
out.
Up Jordan Mason.
I know. But there's also Tyrion Price.
Yeah, I don't know that Jordan Mason was active last week.
Because he's good on special teams.
Because he plays special teams.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
this happened earlier in the year.
Mm-hmm.
And Tyrion Davis Price wasn't active. They've also got Tevin Coleman on the practice squad as well.
Yeah, Lumen out there.
Yeah.
I do think Debo could get more carries.
If he's healthy enough to do so.
Mitchell's out. I don't know if McCaffrey will actually miss time. But I don't think they want to give McCaffrey 20 carries either.
Yeah, it's knee discomfort. So they don't want that turning into knee
injury.
Yeah, right. So, yeah, I could see them limiting McCaffrey to 15 touches.
Mm-hmm. So I think they don't want him just running into the line time and time again.
No.
But, yeah, right.
Yeah, so you'd look at one of those other guys.
Yeah. It'd be nice to know who it is.
Yeah.
Because Mason's going to be active.
Right.
You know.
But
what if Tyrion Price is active? It could be his turn.
He could be the guy that gets to carry. That's mm-hmm. the problem with that San Francisco backfield.
No, it's just like his dad.
Every year.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's
every year.
Like that, right. You would think you trade for McCaffrey and it's finally set. But
yeah.
He's not really a running back all the time.
No, they're just going to want to throw the ball to him.
Mm-hmm.
Richie James, with knee injury, did not practice on Wednesday because, of course, he is a Giants wide receiver.
Yeah, exactly. There's opportunity. I mean,
Slayton's the only one you can trust right now. Romeo Doubs returned to practice Wednesday.
Hmm. I don't know if that moves the needle for me, but I mean, Watson's the one. Lizard's maybe the one. You know, right? It's Cobb, some guy. You know, they trust
the
Cobb.
Problem is they've got a bunch of twos and threes.
They do.
Maybe threes and fours.
Yeah. And Doubs is a four.
Mentioned Jalen Warren's been cleared.
Good.
He's going to play this week. Jerry Jeudy did not practice on Wednesday.
Can you even use him?
No.
I mean, the offense is too bad.
Can you use Kendall Hinton? He's getting like 90% of the snaps now.
I know. No.
And he's a starting wide receiver in the NFL.
Right. I mean, he could be our $3,000 DFS guy.
He could be.
Guy.
You take a shot.
Yeah. I mean, Sutton is just a guy now for fantasy.
Kadarius Toney.
Oh, don't even tease
with the hamstring. Man. Did not practice on Wednesday.
Yeah.
There's a shock.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, how many snaps has he played in two of
his career?
Season? Right.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. And I own him everywhere. Everywhere.
You can't quit him.
Oh, I know. I just think Andy Reid looks at him like, I am going to make, that's going to be Tyreek Hill. And it won't be.
This one, even though it's an offensive lineman, matters. Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel said that Teron Armstead, who has a pec strain, won't have surgery and could play in Week 13 against the 49ers.
Oh, wow, I thought he was out.
Yeah.
I mean, their depth there is not good. Obviously, the Niners' front is nasty.
I'm going to guess that they're not going to play him this week. Why would you take that chance?
I wouldn't think so.
That turns into something worse.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. That is a big deal, though.
Yeah. Joe Mixon was expected to practice today.
This was a concussion, right?
Yeah, so this doesn't mean he's been cleared.
Mm-hmm.
This means that they're just starting the clock ticking here on his, you know, got to get him some work.
Is P. Ryan even a flex with him? That might be a little rich.
Playing Kansas City, they have to throw the football.
Yeah, and he's good.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not a bad player at all.
Yeah. you're not going to want to hear this one. David Njoku.
He's always fighting something, too.
Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski said Njoku is currently dealing with a different knee injury than the one that caused him to miss practice time last week.
Wow. He's been frustrating, but, boy, he's been good when he's out there. I've been waiting to see what he looks like with Watson.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
we'll see if that happens. I mean, you're playing the Texans.
They're playing the Texans. They may just hold him out.
Right.
Antonio Gibson was limited Wednesday.
He's useful.
Yeah.
I mean, would you rather start him or Robinson? Robinson gets more carries.
Robinson gets more touches, but Gibson gets the catches. So if you're in a PPR, you get, you know. And maybe even in just a straight league because his touches, those catches.
They're more valuable.
They're more valuable.
Yeah. I mean, if anyone's going to break a 40-yarder, it's him too.
Right. Logan Thomas was limited again on Wednesday. Logan Thomas.
He's another one. Yeah.
Just doesn't play football.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers did not practice on Wednesday, but that's nothing new for him. He's been sitting out all along.
He's had a broken thumb. He hasn't practiced on Wednesdays anyway.
Dallas Goedert.
I know.
Said he hopes to return from IR in week 15.
I don't know if you noticed, I sneakily picked him up in the league we're in together.
You're not going to be alive at that point.
It's got a pretty good team. But Njoku is my starting
tight
end.
You may not be in the playoffs. So.
Well, it's a possibility, but I did see that.
Right,
like,
now,
you're,
right now, you don't have a playoff spot.
No, I know. I need some good things to happen, right?
With 2 weeks left in the regular
season.
Right,
right, right. It's getting to be crunch time.
Our division is brutal.
It is.
Every team in our division has a win. We play in a 12-team, three-division league.
Yeah, yeah.
All four teams in our division are 500 or better.
I'm 500. I'm in fourth. Right.
And I think I'm 7-5. I've got a 91% chance to make the playoffs.
Okay.
Because I've got like the third best record in the league, but I'm in third place
in third
our division.
Place. Right, right. I think I have the third most points in the league, and I'm not going to make the team.
Because our division's brutal. We all play each other twice, and somehow we're still all above 500.
I have a bad D coordinator.
And there's
too.
A couple of teams in those other divisions that are just flat out awful.
Awful, and they're going to end up going to the dance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, there's the one team that's, 10-2. I've smoked him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's one of the, nothing against that league, but I do like, my main league is 50% of the chicklets go to highest point total guy. I just think there's more skill to that than getting lucky with wins and losses.
Yeah. Although I will say the guy that is 10-2 does have Kelsey and Josh Allen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he's been legit.
Yeah, he's been legit. Right, right, right. Probably his first two picks or two of his top three.
Yeah. Justin Fields was limited Wednesday.
I wouldn't play him at all.
I don't think they should play him.
Right.
Yeah.
Especially the punishment he takes.
But, I mean, again, that's up to – it's his left shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he wants to play.
I'm sure.
But, see, I think, you know, for a guy who makes a living the way he does.
Right.
If he can't play that way.
Exactly, right.
You know, it's like taking another quarterback and – you know, taking a pocket quarterback and breaking three of his fingers on his hand and say, go out and play.
They have so many things to do this offseason, but finding a similar style backup would be wise.
Would be wise. Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're so different.
Jerick McKinnon did not practice Wednesday. Got a hamstring injury.
So does Gordon get a bump?
He's still on the practice squad. They got Ronald Jones and Pacheco.
Ronald Jones played last week.
Yeah.
Which I forgot he was alive.
Yeah.
Pacheco's in a good spot.
Pacheco's in a really good spot.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Juju Smith-Schuster dealing with an illness and did not practice Wednesday.
Okay.
So keep an eye on that.
That usually doesn't correlate to Sunday, but who knows?
Yeah, we'll see. Michael Carter with an ankle injury did not practice on Wednesday.
I thought that was bad.
Yeah, it looks like Zonovan Knight, Ty Johnson, James Robinson.
He was inactive.
I would think everybody ran out to pick up Zonovan Knight.
Mm-hmm.
He was active because he plays special teams.
It's the same conversation we've
James
had.
Robinson, right. They're going to have James Robinson active. And if they have James Robinson active, he's going to be the
he's
number one.
Ball, yeah. I assume so, unless they don't like him for some reason. But
they just traded for him three weeks ago.
I know. But it's just like the Niner conversation.
Yeah.
Like everyone's picking up Mason. Well, he was the only guy active at the time.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So I would expect that to be the case. Like everybody's going to run out and start Zonovan Knight this week. And then
five carries.
He's going to get five touches, and James Robinson's going to get 20.
And it's not like he has any track record at all.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And I liked him coming out in the draft.
Right.
But, I mean, you're going to play the guy who's got the proven track record. You're trying to win games.
I think Ty Johnson has a defined role, too.
Yeah, he'll catch the
third
football.
Third and eight, he's out there. Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So that's how I would deal with this. That's why I didn't even put in a claim on
James Knight. No, I didn't either.
I mean,
James Robinson might be out there in leagues, though.
He could be. In fact, I was listening.
Healthy scratch.
I was listening to a show today, and he was one of the most dropped guys this week.
That's what I bet.
People are nuts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why would you cut that guy?
It makes no sense to me either.
That's just insane. So if
he's
out there, pick him up.
He got a zero, and he's a healthy scratch.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean.
Oh, he's fallen behind Zonovan Knight. No, he hasn't.
Probably not.
He doesn't play any special teams.
Right, right, right.
If you don't play special teams and you're not the starter, there's a good chance you might not be active on game day.
Yeah, right. I mean, that's why Snell got a chance, because he was on the active roster, and he didn't care at all, right?
Did you miss any of our show today? You can download full episodes of all of our SNR podcast shows, such as The Drive, In the Locker Room with Wolf and Starks, The Steelers Blitz with Wes and Motes, The Steelers Standard with Tom and Jacob, as well as many more. They're all available on the Steelers mobile app, the iHeartRadio app, and wherever you get your podcasts. That's going to do it for our show today. So for my partner, Matt Williamson, I am Dale Lally. We thank you for listening to this edition of The Drive on Steelers Nation Radio.
If everyone has lemonade stands, I think we can do it. These inspiring words were expressed by Alex Scott, the little girl who was battling childhood cancer and decided to have a lemonade stand in her own backyard to help fundraise for a cure. In honor of Alex and everyone fighting this disease, join S&T Bank June 1st through the 8th at all bank branches for Lemonade Days. Enjoy treats and activities. Help us support research, awareness, and hope for these children and families in need. Let's make people our purpose and build a brighter future together. S&T Bank, member FDIC.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.